Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 33 found in Grade 4, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over question 33 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State educators and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 20 in part 1 of the Grade 4 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 33. In this question, the student is asked to find out how many students are seated at each of six tables if there are a total of 72 students and the same number of students are at each table. Please note that a show your work area is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response is 72 divided by 6 equals 12, to come up with the correct answer of 12 students. Any other valid process used to arrive at that answer would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 22. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The student has divided the 72 students by the 6 tables and arrived at the correct answer of 12 students at each table. The student then has correctly checked the work and written 12 on the answer line. Let's look at the second guide paper, which is another score point 2. This response demonstrates a correct inverse process to find the correct answer. The third guide paper represents our first partially correct response, a score point 1. The student has divided 72 by 6, which is a correct procedure, but has made a procedural error resulting in an incorrect remainder of 10. Next is the fourth guide paper, another score point 1. Here, the student has written the correct answer, but neglected to show this in the work area, which lowers the score to a 1. Our final paper, the fifth guide paper, is a score point 0. This student has used several strategies, and the most promising is the attempt to use grouping, but it is flawed. The student has shown 7 groupings of 7 symbols each, which is not acceptable. Please take a moment to review these 5 guide papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 33, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 33. Then, resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 11. The attempt to divide 72 by 6 is a correct procedure, but the answer of 11 is incorrect due to a calculation error. This response receives a score of 1. Moving on to practice set 12, we see a complete and correct response. The student uses an appropriate grouping method to determine that there are 12 students at each table. Therefore, this response earns a score of 2. Next, we have practice set 13. A sound grouping procedure is attempted, but a counting error leads to an incorrect answer. This response only receives a score of 1. Now let's review practice set 14. The student has made a conceptual error, resulting in an incorrect answer. Therefore, this response receives a score of 0. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 15. The student has used an appropriate grouping procedure and given the correct answer, earning this response a score of 2. If you are unclear why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.